me up, they told me, man, look, it's in the
hospital. Are you happy about this?
It's in the hospital. Send the hot dog to the hospital yet, huh? Did he put some mustard on him right now, get him all set up for the champion right there? I'm so proud of myself.
Piece of slime, you're happy about it?
Juice Bro Wrestling Podcast. Yeah. Dig it. Yeah. Episode 12.
The Dirty Dozen. Hey, with me today in the studio, as always, is Sretton the Savage. And once again, we'd like to welcome back Big Ed the Assassin. How you doing, Ed?
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah, baby. Looking swole, baby. And our very special guest today, all the way from Columbus, Indiana, it's the Knockout himself, Mr. ZG Knockout. How you doing, ZG?
Hey, I'm very happy to be here, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for dropping on my doorstep. Yeah, I kind of feel like you were like an unwanted kid that like just drove past. I'm like, hey, come on in.
You know, I do feel like that all the time.
But we embraced them.
Yeah, we embraced them.
We did.
A lot of hugs. A lot of bear hugs.
Instantly, I felt at home.
I felt like Andre was going to come back
and
squeeze
in a small room, and it's dark.
It's dark and it's damp.
You imagine how that smells.
I would say it smells pretty good. Anyways, get it, baby. ZG's on fire tonight. We're gonna have a good time. Let you guys know what we're drinking tonight. Of course, I had to go with this one because the juice I am the juice. This is Son of Juice India Pale Ale. Juicy on the back. This is Maplewood Brewing Company in Chicago, Illinois. So shout out to Maplewood Brewing Company.
Flaked oats and golden naked oats.
Flaked oats and golden naked oats.
I like flakes
Nugget
and naked.
Nugget
Warrior?
Vitals.
Try that again, juice. But sexier.
Nugget warts.
Flaked oats.
Nugget warts. Golden naked oats. Nugget Warrior. Low IBU.
Can somebody say warrior?
Well, you know, we're going to run to Africa and be trampled by raging elephants.
We got some 18th Street.
I was going to cue you up for that. 18th Street. Where are they out of, Ed?
18th Street. They got the original location, the OG location,
OG.
Miller.
Gangsta Lee.
And then they got the newer location out in Hammond. Drew Fox.
Dude's
awesome. 18th Street Brewery, Loose Lake Street Express.
Did you say Loose Lake Street Express?
Loose.
Ed, would you like to describe the ingredients loose. And the can in a very sensual voice?
Well, yes, please. I would. So we've got 18th Street Brewery, Lake Street Express. It has a green goblin with a train. Did someone say train?
I'm going to shoot.
We've got 18th Street Brewery, Lake Street Express. It has a green goblin with a train. Did someone say train? I'm gonna shoot.
I'm gonna run a train.
It looks like Downtown Miller. The Rat Fink.
It is the Rat Fink on the cover, isn't it?
I'll tell you what, though, man.
Rat Fink, go!
They got hands down some of the best logo design for their.
You know what? 18th Street is awesome. Pretty is, fucking man. Awesome.
I'm very excited.
Hey, and you know what, Drew? We're looking for a sponsorship for JP Dub, so. You know where to find us. Well, maybe not, but, downtown over
no
at the green
sign.
Door.
He's been actually looking, and he can't find you.
You know what? He's going to have to search forever. But we will come to him.
We'll be there next week.
He's not going to know, but we'll be in there broadcasting live from 18th Street Brewery.
Broadcasting live for your viewing enjoyment 2 weeks later.
Right? Audio pleasantries.
You know, that reminds me of a Mr. Show episode where they have the pre-taped call-in show. He's like, if you want to talk about pets and you're calling now, you're too late. It's stupid. It's like the stupidest. But
I can appreciate that. I like to appreciate a good time. Don't threaten me with a good time.
I heard you.
Berwin. Wop, wop, wop. Anyways, to start this week off.
Human soundtrack.
We're going to go over a list of what's the news in wrestling. Juice on news. News on juice. Sretton, are you dialed up?
I'm ready.
All right. Let's go.
He's dialed in.
Come on. Leave me off, baby. Leave me off.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have. I'm not looking at you.
No, I thought we were going to do it like last time. I thought
you're your own dude.
Right. Don't edit that out. Right.
No, we're keeping that in. Because by God, it's fucking raw. By God. God, with a damn chair. With a damn chair. Pinata. 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 Barbecue sauce. Barbecue. Real quick, Nia Jax. What do you think about her?
Nia Jax?
I'm not a monster.
Let me tell you something about Nia Jax. She's hot, okay? She's got...
Back that ass up.
Stiff work behind her. I mean, she does the shoots. She's
she's real stiff with the shoots.
Like, I mean, seriously, you seen those submissions?
Yeah.
Come
Yeah.
I mean, come on, right?
She must be very unpleasant to submit.
You know,
I feel like Juice does not care about her. He just wants to sing that first song.
What is, what is the actual lyric? You looked it up.
The lyric is, "I'm not a monster."
It is not.
I am not a monster.
She's a big woman, you know. I mean, she could be mistaken for a monster.
How dare you?
Who do you get? Her
a
and
beautiful
Rousey.
Monster.
Her and Rousey. Who do you?
Ronda
get?
Rousey.
I cannot believe we're talking about Rousey as a wrestler.
You're
seriously,
gonna fucking do it.
Wow. It's look, crazy. I mean, just look back. She was like Mike Tyson in the MMA world.
Yeah.
Whatever you have to say about that is okay. I understand. Maybe the competition was a little weak in some certain areas.
It wasn't stiff.
There, she dominated. Nonetheless,
yes, she did.
And two lost fights, and here she is, stiff as a board. But acting wise, I mean,
for sure. You know what though? Did you watch her match at Mania?
No.
With Kurt Angle?
I read about it.
It wasn't bad.
I read all.
You know, we dogged her. We dogged her pretty hard on this show because it's like you said. It's come on. It's not believable.
It's just weird to see someone who literally kicked people's asses so. So well.
So
don't
good.
You dare say the F word on this show.
Fast?
Fucking?
You got them both wrong, so we're good
fart.
To go.
Vagina?
Vagina?
Vagina.
Fallopian?
He said vagina!
Vagina.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was never known for acting skills, even playing herself in Entourage, if you ever seen that.
Yeah. From what her boyfriend says, too, her acting's pretty horrible in the scene. She puts the arm bar. On that third arm, you know?
But let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. She's sexy to me. I mean, I don't even care about
you know what? She gets some makeup on her.
She's her traps alone.
Ooh, you sexy.
I mean, she sends me into the
that vein that
stratosphere
goes across her bicep.
Masturbation. Oh.
Really? The Trish stratosphere?
Yeah.
Stratisfaction? Simply stratisfaction?
I think I was the first one to make the joke round a... not round.
Let me get a
round
of Ronda
Rousey. Aroused me on Twitter, and I didn't like at her because I didn't know how to use Twitter. And my sister was following me. She's like, "What?" Ronda Rousey. me.
You could say it here though. This is not a family friendly show.
What's that?
You can say arouse me.
No, I meant to. I just can't actually form words.
Right. But you can't say it on Twitter either.
I said Ronda aroused me, but I didn't actually at Ronda Rousey. I just tweeted like it was a tweet, and then my sister was like, "What?
What?
It was kind of funny.
It was very fucking funny.
But anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt anything you might have been saying.
He's not sorry.
You got Jax or Rousey? Who do you got?
What are you asking?
There's my answer.
Who's gonna win?
Who gives you a vigorous boner?
Who has the most curious boner?
Well, you saw Nia Jax's submission attempts, right?
Yes, I saw Ronda try to submit this giant of a woman. I think she should be billed as like the daughter of Andre.
No way, Jose.
Andre, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good.
All right.
Well, hey, doesn't Ronda have to lose in order to get over the fans, in your opinion? What do you think?
Yeah, I think she's already lost with the fans.
Well, I mean, like a match, right?
She's got to. I think she'll lose this one. I hope. I don't want her to be booked over like super strong. I mean, even though
she'll lose the match, but I think because
she's
lose
not
by
good
DQ.
At wrestling, and wrestling is it's an art, whatever. It's your predetermined. You know, it's your fucking ballet, your dance, your fucking show, your entertainment.
It is an act. I mean,
it is. But
it's
Brock Lesnar was a guy who came back from the UFC and gave that legitimacy back to like, okay, it's a wrestling world champion, and he's he's fucking gonna whoop your ass if he wants.
Look at when he gave the elbow to Orton and to Reigns. Like,
yeah, busted him wide
open. Split him open. Like, legitimately, there was no razors. It was like legitimately elbow to the forehead and split him open.
Yeah. Nice.
He's a very valuable asset to the company like that. Oh, dude, Save him money.
That's okay. Why he gets paid the boot.
Yeah, and he only works like 10 times a year. You know,
he can cut people open with them elbows for the fraction of the cost.
And his nips.
Yes.
Razor sharp nips.
Dude, he's got the biggest breasts, man.
Yeah, it's not that sword on his chest that cuts. It's those nips.
Yeah.
You know, we should
You know,
talk.
I've been thinking about his tan lately.
What else have you been thinking about him?
No, just his tan.
He doesn't have a tan. He's got like he's a red tan farmer boy. Like he could be like out in the sun for 88 days.
I don't think that's tan. That's high blood pressure.
Yeah.
What's the next story?
Jars of Clay. Oh yeah, that was Jars of Clay.
One. Shout out Joe to Musically Meditated Podcast. We know you're a big Jars of Clay fan. Don't deny. Booker T on fan criticism of his Raw commentary. The only commentary I liked was, Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you. You know, we're politically correct and erect here on JP Dub, and we can't say what happens next, but you can Google it and find
that
out.
That erection does veer off to the left, and
it takes an awkward turn on your face.
The erection of foundational wrestling knowledge.
ZG Knockout fits in well in the picture.
Did you hear his commentary? Did any of you guys hear his commentary?
Yeah, his commentary. He's like, oh, shucky ducky. That's what he says. Booker T sucks.
Shucky ducky. Is he hanging out with Roman Reigns, quack, like quack. Workshopping ideas or something?
I think so.
Suffering succotash and stuff. They're like, hey, we can't cuss, so we're out of ideas. Let's just come up with some gibberish.
Here's an interesting note I just came across. Kenny Omega, the cleaner. a match ad to WWE Network in the Hidden Gems section for all you guys that have a subscription to the mostly occasionally kind of boring WWE Network. You could check Kenny Omega out on there and get a little bit more action.
I'm waiting to check him out real good.
Yeah, he's the cleaner, dude, you know?
I heard he's real stiff of a worker.
He works the stiffness.
That's what the whole hard. New Japan does.
Oh, yeah.
They work hard.
They go hard stiff in the paint.
Like. I'm sensing a theme. What's the next story?
Brock Lesnar rumored but not scheduled for SummerSlam. News on his future with UFC. As for Lesnar's future with UFC, there has been some discussions of having him show up at the 7-7 UFC show to challenge the winner of the Daniel Cormier, how do you say it, Miocic?
Stipe Miocic.
Stipe, yes, yeah. Cleveland boy.
Second generation Croat.
Yeah.
I think Miocic will take that fight, too. I think
that's money right there in the bank.
Both of them will, for sure. I mean, especially Daniel Cormier will take that fight in an instant. He's a wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah, Cormier is a huge wrestling fan.
Oh, for sure,
yeah. I mean, that is the criteria for taking fights.
Well, here's the thing, though. Even if Miocic wins, I think Cormier might still get that fight with Brock. You know, because they're not.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
That would be a great rebound fight for DC because DC wants to retire when he's 40. Like, basically, when he hits 40, he wants to be done.
Well,
How old is Cormier? He's 38. 39, yeah.
Yeah, he's literally like, he's saying, I'm retiring this year.
Would it also be a rebound match for Lesnar considering his pedophilia use? I mean, pet use?
Thing about that is, you know, we got John Jones, the most dominant champion, and
the biggest cokehead in the world.
He, you know, popped multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
It's obviously not a problem for the UFC.
You think he'll return?
Yeah. I think they've been teasing Brock so much, and it's sort of like the Donald Trump negotiation style, just be erratic as hell,
right?
And then by the time everyone sort of picks up the pieces, you got what you want. You know, I think that's sort of what's going to happen.
The art of the deal.
Yeah, I mean.
Very beautiful.
If you know the technique, it's pretty easy to, you know, avoid it. But the thing is, everyone wants to see Brock. I mean, I want to see Brock.
It's a payday. And the guy's a freak of fucking nature.
These guys want to. It's like fighting Conor McGregor light, you know.
And that's the thing. Brock is going to draw people. Sure. It doesn't matter if he's fighting UFC or if he's you know, fighting, you know, in WWE.
Yeah.
People are going to tune in to watch him fight.
Exactly.
He is a draw, big time.
I want to see him. It's not like I'm sitting here, he was in wrestling, and he's not
been
training.
Yeah, but where was he at before he was in pro wrestling?
Oh, dude, he was NCAA dominating, champion,
yeah,
dude.
Dominating.
Yeah, I mean,
and before that, he was down on the farm.
So, yeah, Sable. I mean.
Get it, Shrek. Get it, baby. Whack that body.
I was dancing.
This table does not have any knife holes in it, and I wonder why.
There's about when to be some.
There's no knives in here.
Well,
that's just a corkscrew.
Wine bottle opener.
I'm just saying.
Why do you want to stab the table? Oh, Ed.
So Eddie whips out the switchblade. New nickname for Ed the Switchblade Stojanovic.
Ed's like, that's not a knife.
this is a knife.
She's not a Sheila.
But yeah, Brock is a for real dude. He's not like some CM Punk science experiment. And the only reason CM Punk got that shot is because of Brock.
Right.
He said Brock brings in numbers and eyes, and maybe the CM Punk guy can replicate that. I mean, it's not...
Well, to quote Joe Rogan on the CM Punk thing, he's like, the whole thing was very weird. Like, right away, when you see Punk holding his hands up and moving stiff and throwing kicks, he's like, oh, Jesus, like, I don't know that being on pay-per-view. I understand that they're selling pay-per-view cards, but pay-per-view in the UFC should be the elite fighters, which I agree with. It's got to be, you know?
They knocked off a local guy, Curtis Blades, to do that.
Dude, Curtis Blades. So
Wait, is it Blaze or Blades?
I think it's Blades. Yeah, Blades.
Fuck yeah, he does a lot of coke.
Dude, I'm telling you right now. So you remember Nuzzo, Joe?
Blades.
Here's a shout out to Joe Nuzzo.
Joe Nuzzo,
Joe used to teach at Farragut Academy.
What's that called?
Farragut Academy.
What'd you call me?
That's where KG went to high school. Kevin Garnett.
Really?
Yeah. And Ronnie Fields, dude.
Yep.
So they went to high school there. Anyway, Joe was a wrestling coach there and actually coached Curtis. So I watched the past few fights. The one where he fought Mark.
Joe Fuqua?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that was on. You guys, I see what you're talking about. He was supposed to fight Overeem.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did fight Overeem. So he caught a knee right at the beginning, and I thought for sure like he was done. But dude, he just demolished over him. Dude, he hit him with some elbows that hands down, dude, were some of the most
some elbows.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, Overeem's face was red.
Good, because I fucking don't like that guy.
I don't like Overeem either.
He kicked Brock right in his diverticulitis.
Right in his diverticulitis.
Diverticulitis.
Remember that fight, ZG?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I remember. I think we watched it together.
Yeah, it was the last UFC I ever paid for.
Sponsored by diverticulitis.
We're all going to get bad karma after this.
The thing is, Brock's not getting any younger. You can't think, oh, man, this guy's going to come in and
dominate,
rip off like a championship run, because we all know it takes a lot. I mean, George St. Pierre kind of folded under the pressure in a way. He's like, oh, right. I have to take a break from the sport.
I like you.
To defend a championship is probably like five times harder to win one, and that's the first one.
Yeah,
you know, to stay on top is a whole nother thing. So
where's
maybe
the fire
he wins
at
the belt but
once
fuck,
you win it, you know? Yeah,
but it's a unique way to stay active in another sport for sure. I mean, but he's definitely, you know, hard and stiff, like with his work and shoots. You know, I mean, you understand that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. That, you know, CM Punk, you tried, you failed. Here's to you, buddy. Oh, hell yeah.
You know, when you get beat on, it's hard to look, like, good.
Unless you're in the sack, then getting beat on, I look fucking classy all the time.
Yeah. Hey, so let me ask you this. So,
you know, Mike Jackson sort of has your build, you know?
Yeah.
It's like you whipping CM Punk's ass.
I could whip CM Punk's ass.
I could see that.
Challenge, Phil. You bring know. It. Juice, fuck you up.
Dude, Phil would
I'm
going to
fuck
ass.
You
Phil
up.
Phil Brooks. He's in Chicago right now, somewhere probably in a Gold Coast.
Yeah, banging his wife, like talking about, oh, well, you know, I'm 1-1. I won a courtroom battle.
Oh, well, you know, I'm 1-1. I won a courtroom battle.
But I couldn't win a real fucking fight.
No, you know what? Oh, so there was the UFC Embedded, or I don't know if it's called that or whatever, but it's like they follow people around cameras. You know, it's kind of a nice thing on the way lead up to a fight week.
Yeah.
And Holly Holm like signed an autograph on a poster over his face.
Hollywood Holm?
Holly Holm, the one who beat Rousey, who sent Rousey into a tailspin to despair.
Sent her to WWE.
Self-loathing. So, you know, these fighters don't respect them and
no respect.
Rightly so, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, a guy like,
They're making 10 times what these fighters make.
But they're, you know, and to the wrestlers' credit, they are established superstars. But,
for sure, yeah.
But you're stepping into a different domain, and that's business. When you're bringing in guys like that, that's just the front office saying, hey, this is business.
Yeah.
We need a draw, because it's kind of dead weight right now. I mean, they don't have a lot of superstars going on, and we discussed this with Brett the Hitman Short.
And I think that's their own fault, to be honest with you. But, I mean, you have to understand it is a business, and I would like to see CM Punk fight another wrestler in the UFC.
Well, we've talked about this a lot. What about Bobby Lashley, who is legit?
Right.
Dude, military wrestler, collegiate wrestler. A legit 15-2 MMA record.
Put him against Brock.
That's
money. We're the only guys
booking
that.
We can
put this together.
Yeah.
We can book this.
Juice Pro Wrestling. Hey, Bobby and Brock, if you're out there listening.
Yeah, but based on the theme of this show, you guys are going to make it real gay somehow.
Oh, what the fuck?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You know what, though?
A little kiss on the lips.
I'll tell you what, though. That
a nice kiss to the
groin. I've got a real Eastern European vibe to this show.
Yeah, we do.
What? We talk about what?
And Zach said we got a real Eastern European vibe to this show.
Oh, yes. Yeah, well, we got a Transylvanian concubine on the show today. ZG Naka in the mix.
A Stojancevic.
We have an eclectic mix. We got a...
international.
Yeah, international flavor here going tonight. That's what America's all about.
We've
when
got
we really
a Wallace,
think about it.
A Wallace.
William Wallace, no prisoners.
Ed, what were you going to ask? Do you remember, like a minute ago?
Bobby Lashley and Brock, if that fight happened, I really think that that fight would sell a ton of pay-per-view buys. I really do. I think wrestling fans would buy a ton of it, and the fact that Brock's on the card, even though Bobby Lashley is not as well-known, the fact that Brock's on that card and just the pure size of Bobby Lashley.
I tend to disagree if you say Lashley's not that well-known.
I wouldn't say not that well-known, but
MMA-wise.
He's not MMA-wise or even wrestling-wise as well-known as Brock. I mean,
sure.
I would say that Brock, hands down, you go and ask people on the street, you ask 100 people, I'm going to say, I'd bet my last dollar
Bork?
That... Yeah, they
the Bork Laser?
Yeah, Bork
Laser. Who is Bork Laser?
Terry Glazer?
Bork Laser.
Remember Bork Laser?
So, dude, speaking of that...
Speaking of Bork?
Dude, no. Speaking of, like, just in general, like, pay-per-view buys and stuff like that, who's the highest paid WWE wrestler right now? I've got it up right now. Who do you guys think?
I think it's Brock.
You think it's Brock?
No, we're talking... No, hold up. No, I don't want shit to get misconstrued. Are we talking
WWE salary?
We're talking working talent, or are we talking, like, office... talent like Triple H.
Triple H would be included in that list because he works at once in a blue moon.
Yeah,
but then at the same time, look at Taker. Taker works once in a blue moon as well.
I think Brock makes the most bank out of anyone.
We've got at number 10, we've got KO at a whopping $2 million.
Really?
WWE.
Kevin Owens?
Yep.
All right.
What?
So, yeah.
I don't even know who that is. I mean,
Kevin Owens.
Is that British fucker?
Don't watch. No, he's Canadian.
Yeah. So, and then number 9.
How does that happen?
We got Dean Ambrose at $2.2 million.
I fucking hate Dean Ambrose.
Oh, wait, we're going backwards.
Yeah, I'm going from 10 all the way up to 1.
Okay. So, I heard of Kevin Owens.
Kevin
Steen.
So, and here's the thing. I don't agree with this one at all. At number 8, $2.5 million.
Too Cold Scorpio.
No. The Brooklyn Brawler. No.
Yeah. Bastion Booger.
The Undertaker.
Booger.
$2.5 million. For him to appear, twice a year?
Well, you got figured this is merchandise sales and shit, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Still, it's ridiculous. So at number 7...
That's called your retirement plan, you know? Like
right.
You get to, it's like the CEO. They do all the hard work in the years leading up to being the CEO, and that's why they're paid, because they did all the work to get there.
We got a real capitalist in the studio.
Yeah.
Capitalist casualty.
Really messing with our Eastern European vibe tonight.
I know.
No, but...
He said it's a perfect retirement plan.
These Transylvanians will suck your blood if you're not careful.
I got the perfect plan.
Somebody say perfect.
That is not an endorsement, not to be read as such. That is
so. We've got number 7 at Mr. Seth Rollins, $2.7 million.
CrossFit Jesus.
Yeah, he is CrossFit Jesus, isn't he?
Dude, I'll tell you what though, man. He's a good wrestler. We've got
biblically proportioned.
At number 6, we've got at $2.9 million. We've got Randy Orton, a 9-time WWE champion.
WDI driver.
Number 6.
That was number 6.
Say.
Did you guys know he RKO'd everyone on the internet?
He
everyone
fucked up
on the planet.
World with it. Yeah. Out of nowhere,
oh, it's still great. There he goes.
That's
slithering.
A guy.
You know what?
He's,
that blew up his finisher so bad, though. Like, when he went to do it during a match, like, motherfuckers just got nuts because it's like, oh, shit, I got to get on YouTube and watch it real quick.
Oh, yeah. Know? Yeah, for sure. Well, dude, even, like, professional
Randy
athletes were giving, like, people the RKO, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I gave it to a little
Richard
kid at the park once. He was
Richard
fucking
Sherman
me.
Gave an RKO to some,
yeah,
I think
but
it was,
no
like,
one
Clay Matthews at the Pro Bowl or something like that. So
fuck Clay Matthews, too. Want to be Thor.
At number 5, we got, say it, China. Who?
Triple H.
Triple H at 3.
I'm dead. I did porno.
At $3.2 million.
At one point, my pussy was green because I was the She-Hulk, and Juice jerked off to me, and then he found out I was dead
on the very same day.
Whoa.
And then we got four.
Which he's mentioned twice on the podcast.
Yeah,
hey,
twice.
You know what they say?
Am I laughing
third
too hard
time's
into
a
this?
Charm. I don't think you're hard enough.
Is my last to be abrupt?
We've got at four, we've got AJ Styles at 3.5
wow.
million.
I like
AJ
that.
Styles of
AJ's the man.
Impact Wrestling.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, did you? And speaking of that, while you're talking about AJ, Bruce Pritchard does the Something to Wrestle With podcast on the network, and they're actually they're licensing footage and shit from Impact Wrestling, which is kind of a big deal. WWE has never acknowledged them.
Yeah.
They're doing a show on his TNA years from 2010 to 2013.
Long necks and rednecks.
Yeah. Long necks, big dad. I mean, rednecks. That was James Storm, by the way.
What's he up to anyway?
You know what? Storm. He left Impact, and I think he's over in like ICW or somewhere over in fucking Europe.
That's a damn crime. I think he probably just needs to tone up his body a little bit.
No, you know what? He's in good shape. He's in probably the best shape he's ever been in. He fucked up. He was in. He went to WWE and appeared in
too
NXT.
Too many long necks.
Yeah, too many long necks and rednecks. And then
he was at WWE.
Who was it that died? Was it Montgomery or was it Gentry? One of those pretty cowboys.
I think it was Gentry. Yeah. And that's Google a 50-50 it. Shot because I don't know.
Yeah, who gives a fuck?
Google it.
That's what it was. Somebody.
What?
All right, let's get back to the.
You know what? I don't have time to Google country shit.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty, the top three.
Nitty gritty, big titty.
So, top
Holy
three.
Holy shit, top three?
Top three.
Hold
so.
On.
All right.
Let's take
John
a deep
Cena,
breath.
John Cena's
deep
three.
John Cena's not three. We've got at three, we've got The Rock's cousin, Roman.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah.
His
Nobody likes him.
$4.3 million, and he said, regardless, he has headlined four WrestleMania events in a row.
That's
an
why.
Impressive feat.
Those are huge paydays for
so
those
$4.3 million.
No one wants that to
at
happen.
Number, okay.
They're going to do it again,
who
I
do
heard,
got,
at SummerSlam.
Who do you got at two? Stratton.
Cena.
Oh, I have your list.
Oh, okay. You got
Roman Reigns is like the Walmart.
Who do you got?
Randy Savage, you know?
Yeah.
At number two, we've got Mick Foley.
What?
What?
No, I'm joking. We've got Brock.
What a piece of shit.
No.
What a cocksucker.
At number two, we got Brock Lesnar at six.
Bork Laser?
Bork Laser.
He's not the highest grossing laser.
$6.5 million. And number one.
John Cena!
So we've got John Cena
Fuck
at
you, Cena.
10
the actor?
Million. Yeah,
the
John Cena,
actor?
The actor. Yeah.
The ghost.
Comedian actor.
Yeah. He's a ghost.
Yeah. The comedian actor, John Cena, made $10 million.
He just signed on to
improv,
do...
improv movie star?
Yeah, right.
Hey, I didn't know he was like 6 feet.
I didn't know he was Fred's dad.
Yeah.
Fred.
I didn't know
remember
so...
Fred? Yeah, from Nickelodeon? Yeah.
What about Fred? No. Fred. It's Fred. Fred's dad.
What the fuck is he talking about?
Fred. Saying Fred in an accent.
Oh, okay.
I heard that shit.
I have no idea what the fuck's going on. They were real fucking high on drugs.
So John Cena, number one. It's time
Crazy.
For my game.
That's and this was, wait, how? This ain't no game, motherfucker. This is real world.
Let's get the game.
Let's go, Stratton. What's this game?
Ask? Juice, what are we going to say? John
I don't know.
Cena, pay. John Cena, pay. Something about John Cena being the highest paid. $10 million a year.
It's ridiculous. It's a lot of money.
No, well, what I was going to ask was...
he's the face of
Was that for this year? That was this year's earnings?
That's
last quarter?
This article?
Last quarter.
Yeah, it was 2018. This came out May 30th of 2018.
What the fuck?
I wonder if that includes
that's,
the
you
little
know
bit
what
he
that is?
For the movies.
I don't think that, because this is strictly
that
WWE
includes his
earnings.
Amy Schumer,
but I bet you his shit went up because of those movies.
Maybe.
Well, because
I love his sex scene with that one fat comedian chick who's really funny.
Oh, shit. There's a sex scene?
Oh, yeah. He's like, he's totally gay, but he's boning. Was it Amy Schumer, isn't it? What's that movie, Stratton?
I don't know.
And he's like shaking his head.
It says this list includes the 10 highest earners based on estimated earnings for 2017, including salary, cuts from WWE revenues, and each wrestler's own merchandise sales throughout the year.
You know what? Here's the thing.
Poise.
I want to buy something of his right now. I don't know why.
Who?
Someone mentioned his name, and I just want to buy.
Well, the problem is you can't see any of his merchandise.
Who?
Yes.
You can't,
I can't
see
find it.
You can't find it.
We can't find it anymore.
So let's hear about this game.
Time for the game.
The game.
Time to play the game. It's all about the game. And how you play it.
This week's game is all about identifying wrestlers. Since there's three of you guys, say your name so that I know that instead of a bell ringing, say your name. But it's between the three of you. I have 32 names of wrestlers.
You sound
wrestlers.
Like Michael Buffett right there.
32. It's time.
It's time.
That's Bruce Buffett.
Yeah. I just stumped you, dumb fucks.
Yeah.
this is.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yeah. Let's get ready up sexual endeavor.
So what I did was I threw wrestlers' names into my phone to get my autocorrect kicking.
Yeah.
And my autocorrect ruined these names. So I got the idea to continue to put those in. So I'm going to give you the autocorrect name, and one of the three of you is going to have to give me the wrestler's actual name.
Awesome.
All right. JP-Dub. JP-Dub. JP-Dub.
Hey, you ready?
It got real quiet.
Real stiff.
Real
I'll try to keep score, too.
Yes.
Now
keep
serious.
Score.
Get
all
serious.
Right.
Don't fuck around.
ZG knockout.
I'm get here. Serious.
Big Ed the Assassin.
I drove 3 hours to do this, all right?
Yeah.
Three hours.
3 hours is not long enough for me.
When am I going to get my gas comp, all right?
There is no gas comp, and we don't validate parking.
Fuck.
That reminds me, Zach, I need to borrow $20 for gas.
Can you borrow a...
A feeling?
A ride?
Can I borrow a feeling?
Ready?
Yes, let's do it.
Ready?
Fucking do it!
First wrestler. Daniela by Andrea. Some of these are going to be hard.
Big Ed,
these...
right here.
Z!
I'm going to go.
Z!
Go. Daniel Bryan.
Ah, ding, ding!
Yeah! Ah.
Bam! You piece
I
of
had
shit!
It.
He had it!
He had it!
Sorry. Ready?
No. You said Daniel by Angela.
Ready?
Brian Danielson?
Yeah, the American Dragon.
This one's going to be... I think I just unplugged my... Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Whoever's fastest, because this is the easiest... This is the easiest... One of the easiest ones. Ready? Jay's Lethality.
Shayna Baszler.
Gotta say your name.
ZG.
This is Big Juice Stud over here.
Jay's Lethality.
Yeah, that's Shayna Baszler.
Jay Lethal.
What's your name? It doesn't count unless you ding ring a ding a ling and in.
Yeah, same
ring.
Ding 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 ding. Gotta say your name and then the answer.
Big Juice Stud and for the win, I'm going with Shayna Baszler.
No, that's wrong.
Oh,
ZG.
Go.
Jay Lethal.
Ding 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 ding.
Bam. What the fuck? You don't know shit about wrestling.
I know. I can't believe you got it. I was sitting there like.
You fucking. I don't. I really don't. But
or does he?
Are we going to have Alex Trebek on there? So just a hint, some of these are going to be like the first letters of the wrestler's name.
Black Machismo, man.
Ready? This one's one word, which will give you a hint. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Ricotta.
Ding, 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 ding.
Big.
Say your name.
Ricochet.
Got to say your name.
Ricochet Juice. Stop saying your name.
Ric Flair.
Nope.
Oh, my God. I thought I had it.
Ding, ding, ding.
Say your name.
Juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you said one word.
Yep.
Bam.
Yep. Man, you said one word, and I still said Ric Flair. How dumb.
Woo! You were wrong.
We're not known for
how
being
stupid.
Smart.
I was wrong.
Hello? Hello? Can you guys hear me?
Testes. One, two,
let's turn up a little.
Three?
Got it? Good? Okay. Ready?
Yes.
John, you gorgeous.
Ding, 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 ding.
Say your name.
Juice.
Yeah.
Gorgeous George.
Nope.
You're fucking... I'm gonna fucking fuck.
Johnny...
Whoa.
Not yet.
Go.
Oh, I know who it is.
Ding, ring it in. Ring it in.
Ding,
no.
Nothing. Ring it in. Juice.
Go.
John Laurinaitis.
Nope.
What the? Big Ed. John Cena.
Nope.
ZG. John Morrison.
Okay. I'm going to tell you. Johnny Gargano.
Johnny Gargano. What the fuck? And it stinks.
Is that Bruno Sammartino's tag team champion? You slime.
Ready? So I'm going to give you a hint. Yeah. This guy fights for Impact Wrestling. Ready?
Okay.
Elite Drakes.
Ding, 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 ding. Juice. Eli Drake.
That's correct.
Bam. You dummy. Ready? Eli Drake.
I think based on the heat he's going to pick up from this show, he's probably going to get that lucrative WWE contract.
Probably get a deal.
I think we need to have Sean
or
Connery.
Or DUI.
Yeah, he's going to get a nice rub from the Juice and Co.
Big bump in the spike.
In the middle of the ring, where can I go? Oh, it's really freaking me out, man.
I'm going to start calling him Johnny Gorgeous.
Next. Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
This is, think about the Attitude Era. Ready? That's my clue.
X-Pac.
You got some fucking attitude.
Ready? Stop college. Sorry, Australia.
Stop college. Sorry.
Juice.
Go.
Kama Mustafa.
What?
Remember, that means there's four words to this person's name. Stop college. Sorry, Australia.
Oh, my goodness.
What the fuck is your phone doing, man?
Stop college.
It's an iPhone.
Sorry, Australia.
Yeah, it has to be.
Who's got four names that was popular back then?
In the Attitude Era?
Drink beer. Spill a lot of beer.
Oh,
Stone Cold Steve Austin. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's correct.
Bam. Damn. Who's got the most points so far?
So far, it's two for Ed, one for Zach, two for Juice.
All right.
Ready?
Well, the winner gets
this
a huge...
one might be easy. I'm not sure. Ready? Rich Florida.
Big Ed.
Yeah.
Ric Flair.
Yep. Bam!
You piece of shit.
You piece and of sign.
He's from Georgia. Isn't he from Atlanta?
His real name is Richard.
No, Carolina. He's from the Carolinas.
Yeah.
Ready?
He's from North Carolina.
Shin Silence Nakedness.
Ding, ding, ding. Juice, juice, go, juice, go. Juice. Shinsuke Nakamura.
That's correct. Bam!
Shit's gay Nakamura. Let me say one more time. Shit's gay Nakamura. Shit's gay Nakamura.
Ready?
Yes.
Random orthodontist.
Ding, ding, ding. Juice.
Go.
Randy Savage.
Big Ed. Big Ed. Randy Orton.
That's correct.
God. Bam.
Orthodontist. You're going to need a fucking orthodontist after
four
this.
Four for Ed, one for Zach, three for Juice. Ready?
Damn.
Broken lesbian.
Broken lesbian.
Big Ed.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ed.
Brock Lesnar.
That is correct. Bam.
That piece of shit over there.
Shit.
All right.
I smell you on the bottom of my
this
shoe.
This one might be easy. I'm not sure. Ready? Ethanol Care 3. Ethanol Care the 3.
Ding, 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 ding.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
You got 3 seconds.
The third. Wait,
two.
You said the third?
Ethanol Care the 3rd.
Ethan Carter the 3rd. Bam.
Oh, last minute.
EC3. Yep. Come on, Zach. You know about that.
Ready? My buzz is kicking in.
I'm real buzzed up. And there ain't going to stop us. Why don't you have a seat?
This one might be super hard, but we'll see how it goes. Ready?
So might be I.
Kazoo Children Olaf. Say your name.
Nikita Koloff. Juice.
No, that's wrong.
What
Big
the
Ed.
Fuck?
Ed.
Nikolai Volkov.
No.
No, I got it. Juice.
What was
go ahead, Juice.
Kazuchika Okada.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Bam.
NJPW.
What?
New Japan
Somebody's
Pro Wrestling.
Somebody's name is that?
Yeah.
Hey, they're on a terrorist watch list.
Oh, what the fuck?
No, no. He's Japanese,
but
motherfucker.
But the last name is Al-Qaeda.
God, that's so disrespectful.
Sure did.
Shout out to New Japan Pro Wrestling. We love you.
Ready? You should know this one based on the event in September. That's my hint. Ready?
Ding, 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 ding. All in.
The name is Cost Rhododendrons. Rhododendrons. Cost Rhododendrons. God damn it. What's the name of that flower?
I feel Dad. Deflowered Dad. Right now.
Cody Rhodes?
That's right. Bam!
Oh, you motherfucker.
Ed's got 6. Zach's God, got 1. Juice got 5.
Tight race.
I got 5 on it.
I'm super proud of that one.
Talking about tight race.
Ready? Hint yeah. is, you guys been talking about him. Ready? Clean punch.
Ding,
Big
ding.
Ed. Go. CM yeah. Punk.
That's right. Bam!
Oh, fuck.
Your phone isn't doing that. Come on.
I think his phone is phoning Ed's phone, and they're phoning home, and we're getting left in the cold.
Yeah. What is this?
We'll see how fast
collusion.
You guys are.
Collusion.
Ready? And
where's the fucking steel
wrestler
chair?
Of 2017, Jones Central.
Big Ed. Go. John Cena.
That's right. Bam.
Jones
what
Central.
The fuck?
One. What was it? One.
Is that, ZG, hand me that fucking guitar. Let's get Jeff Jarrett in this motherfucker.
Ready?
My God.
The guy you guys get mad at all the time. Romantic.
Ding 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 ding, ding, ding. Roman Reigns.
Romantic.
Romantic Reigns.
Romantic reinstall.
Romantic.
Big Ed. I heard Big
really?
Ed.
Roman Reigns. Bam.
That is
romantic
correct.
Reinstall.
I think I did that last night. Bam. romantic reinstall.
Just to reinstate the name of the game, we don't have a buzzer, so you got to say your name. So I know you said it first.
All right.
Lack of a place to live.
Say my name. Say my name.
Ready? I don't know how hard this one's gonna be.
That's what she said.
Funniest ballet.
Wait, funniest? Oh, I know this. I know this. Juice.
Yeah.
Finn Balor.
That is correct. Bam.
Oh. AKA Prince.
Truly Devin. Impressive, guys. Truly impressive. Very good work. Thank you.
Oh. It was either that or I was going to say Falaba.
Ready? I like this one. Kentucky Omelet.
Big Ed. Kevin yeah. Owens.
Nope.
Kentucky Omelet.
That's a great
you
wrestling
guys talked
name.
About him. You guys talked about how hard and...
Sounds like getting punched in the balls or something.
Kentucky Omelet.
Oh, my goodness.
Man.
You
done
Japan
put myself
pro
back
wrestling.
Inside.
Wrestling.
Wait
Kentucky
a minute.
Kentucky Omelet.
Oh, I know this. Juice.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega.
That is correct.
Bam. The cleaner.
All right. Ed's got 8. Zach's got 1.
Goodbye.
Juice got
good night.
7.
Oh, man.
Wait,
he...
I won?
No.
Oh.
Is there more?
I said nah.
There's just a few more.
All right.
Only 43 more minutes.
Ready?
Awesome Sylvia.
Juice.
Yeah.
Austin Aries.
Nope.
What?
What was that again, the name?
Awesome Sylvia.
Awesome Sylvia.
Ranked at the bottom of the top 10 paid wrestlers of 2017.
Ed
Kane. Awesome. Go ahead, Ed.
Kevin Owens.
Juice.
Yeah.
Anderson Silva.
That's what I wanted to say.
I know, right? Are you going to stump us all?
Yeah, it's AJ Styles.
Oh!
I thought he was near the top.
Berwin.
At 3.5 million.
I thought he was number four.
Traffic. Yeah, he's like three. Yeah, he was. He was near the top. Sren, way to fucking mind fuck
us. At 3.5?
Not a good clue. Not a good clue, guys.
No.
Ready? Next. I'm ready to walk out of this door.
My hint for this one
this
is
green door.
You guys were talking about him.
You'll never
you
leave.
Said he hated this dude. Ready? The name is definitely Ambulance.
Dean Ambrose.
Dean Ambrose.
Fuck. Bam. I'd never say my name.
Hey, I've been thinking a lot about the guy Steve Blackman.
Oh yeah,
my God.
The Lethal Weapon. Yeah. Remember, hey, check it out.
What
remember
the
his
fuck,
music?
Man, what is that?
It's like Boliqua. Oh.
What? Boliqua?
It was and he had the kendo sticks or the.
Yeah, no, his music was Boliqua.
This section is going to be all old school guys. So remember, old school guys. Ready? Music. Robert Vacation Day.
Robert Vacation Day.
Rob Van Dam. ZG Rob Van Dam. ZG Rob Van Dam.
Does he got it? Does he got it?
Rob Van Dam?
Yeah.
No, Zach, you had that.
Yeah, he just blurted out the name.
I said it.
No,
and
he
then
said
it said
ZG.
My name.
He said
time.
Give that one to Zach.
We have all to right, give it to we'll him because he's running guy. Behind. Bam!
I said my name and then I said ZG before right, he even.
Yes.
Curtains Jennifer.
Big Ed.
Yeah.
Kurt Hennings. Bam!
What the fuck?
Man, Big Ed is going to blow
you. You're making me look like a bitch.
This one is easy, so whoever's
so
the fastest. Ready? Jimmy Superficial Snuggle.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka Juice. Fuck.
Ed.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka. Bam.
Jimmy Superfly Hookah.
Jimmy Superficial Snuggle.
Jimmy Superfly Kill My Girlfriend and Get Away With It for 30 years till I get really old and die.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they basically... Snuka. They retried him, and they were just like, this guy is not worth retrying because he's so fucked up, and that's what happened.
And we're going to take a small commercial break. We will be back with more of the game on Juice Pro Wrestling.
Down to the green door if you want to do a podcast of your own.
Oh, yeah. Buy some books.
Buy some books for $1.
$1 books.
The green door. If you know what's good for you, you can come to the green door and you record a podcast.
American males. I'm not sure what's happening right now.
We need this on Chromecast. We all see it.
And we're back. All right.
And not soon enough. Ready?
Dirk.
Ready? Let me tally up the score.
All right, tally band.
We're going to take it up a notch here.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see.
Need another notch.
Talamood.
In my building. Yeah.
Ed's got 11.
Fucking God.
Zach's got 2.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Juice has got 8.
Juice is 8 up.
Ready? Some of these are going to be random bonuses because I want to make it interesting.
All right. Shout out to Paul Samadalis.
Ready? These are all old guys. These are all older guys. Ready?
Yep.
All right. One guy's dead.
Wait, aren't there a lot of them?
And the hint is, if you're a fan of the show, this is one of Juice's favorite guys to imitate. Ready? Dude Egos.
Dude Egos?
Oh, nope. That's wrong. This is really hard.
Dude Egos.
The initials are DR, but my... Things
Big Ed.
Dude Egos. Go ahead, Ed.
Dusty Rhodes.
All right, cool. Bam! Ed,
oh, man, the
Ed,
fun of a plumber, the American dream.
Since this final half is fixed, Ed, you get 1/8 of a
point.
Yeah, 1/8 of a point.
Yeah. Because you have such
you get a deduction in
do
points.
Do we get a home run rule? Like, if he's kicking our ass really bad, we just drink?
There's only 4 left, so all this is home run rule, guys. Ready?
All right.
Selling Robbins.
juice. Ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Do I have to say the ding, ding? I think that's what I'm
just say your name. You keep saying ding, ding. I don't know why you keep saying ding, ding.
Because I like ding, ding.
No one tell you to do that. You
just... nobody even said that.
Oh, I'm sorry for this mistake I made on my own podcast. And I apologize to all you guys.
Three, two, one.
Juice Robinson.
Selling Robins? That is incorrect.
What?
Selling Robins.
Well, why would you want to do that?
Anybody got it?
Tony Schiavone.
Steve Blackman.
Seth Rollins.
Oh, CrossFit Jesus. Your own CrossFit penis.
You guys were making fun of him earlier.
I'm sure we were.
Mickey Foley.
Big Ed.
Go ahead, Ed.
Mick Foley.
All right, cool.
Ed just fed him the answer before he said it.
No, that's
Foley,
the worst.
I mean, Mickey Foley.
They're in cahoots, man.
I know.
Wrestling is fixed.
It's
and
the
so
Serbian sensation.
You know how Macedonians are all cousins?
I know.
Yeah.
Even though they're not Macedonian.
Ed gets 7/8 of
a profiler.
Ed gets 7/8 of a point, so that brings him up to 12. Juice has got 8. Zach's got 2.
All right,
two,
so are we done with that one?
We got 3 more.
All right, let's go.
Oh, no, we got 2 more.
All right.
Ready, guys?
I'm going to end after this. Ed, you're going to realize what you just won if you do happen to win. All right, here we go.
Ready? This is worth a lot of points. This is worth a lot of points unless Ed
ominous.
Answers. unless Ed answers, these are worth a lot of points.
It's rigged.
Ready?
This is where you're going to win.
Big Goldfish.
Yeah,
Big Ed.
Juice.
Shit!
Go ahead, Ed, for negative
my
points.
Name is shorter,
Bill
too.
Goldberg.
Nope. Juice.
It no,
is,
I was right.
It is Big Goldberg. Bam!
Oh, I thought it was Gold Dust.
It is Bill Goldberg.
It's the 18th Street. Yeah. Thanks, Juice.
1 point. So, all right. This is very, very dramatic.
At least you can
13.
Still drive.
Juice got
I'm
going to
drive and work 40 hours a week.
For the win. Let's see who's the fastest. I would recommend just saying your name. Who's going to say their name the fastest?
Juice.
Ready?
Juice.
You have to wait till I say it.
Okay.
Juice. All right. Here's my clue. All
right.
He's had 3 movies come out this year.
Juice.
One of them was The Avengers.
Juice.
Ready?
Juice.
Damn it, Bubbles.
Big Ed.
Damn it, guys.
Dwayne Johnson.
Dave Bautista.
That's correct. Bam. Bam. Bam.
A piece of fucking shit. All right, Ed, you walked away. What tally up? What's the final score?
Okay, so that last
man,
one was,
I forgot
that last
that.
One was for
I saw
was
it
worth,
times.
That last one was worth negative 5 points.
Negative infinite.
I'm sorry, negative 4 points. So Ed wins with 9 points, Juice with 8, and Zach with 2.
Just right. Barely. Hey,
here we go.
Out of close the picture, game. Right on the.
Hey, if you're not first, you're last. I wake up in the morning of piss excellence.
All right, here's what you won. Enjoy. Piece of shit. Eddie, congratulations on winning the JP Dub contest. You've just won a trip to go fuck yourself, and you'll never win anything again on this show. You've been sabotaged.
All right.
Okay. They love me. They really love me.
So, moving on.
You love that game.
I do like that
maybe
game.
Maybe it was a little long.
I'm a little salty in defeat, so you know what?
We'll come back to that game. I enjoy that game.
I will. Yeah,
that was actually
good.
A really good game.
It was kind of mind-boggling.
That kind of validated my whole life. It was so good.
It validated my existence.
Even though Ed won that one, if you guys could get this last one.
Then I can win again.
I have one that I skipped.
Here you go, Zach.
All right.
The lethal weapon. We're gonna fuck shit up on Juice Pro Wrestling.
Zach, put your clothes back on.
Last question for the bonus. Ready? For all the cookies in the cookie jar. God damn it. Traffic Ghost.
Traffic Ghost.
He made $3.2 million in May of 2017.
Traffic Ghost.
He's bald.
Juice.
Traffic Ghost.
Go.
Traffic Ghost.
Frank Trigg.
Traffic Ghost.
Big Ed.
I surrender.
He had a tag team. Wait, 3-2. He's got 3 seconds. Let me give you this last clue. He had a tag team partner that used to give people chin music.
Kevin Nash.
Big Ed.
Ed.
Triple H.
That's right.
Oh, man.
And still the champion.
Big Ed is not to be reckoned with.
Here's what you want on Juice Pro Wrestling. Come on down. Yes, that's right. You're about to be sodomized here on Juice Pro Wrestling.
My God, eat him with an RKO. My God.
Man.
Shout out to Steve Black and his theme music.
Steve Blackwood?
You know what's funny?
Steve Blackwood?
You know what's funny?
What's that?
The reward and the punishment on this show is always sodomy.
It's always a combination of
always sodomy.
Pleasure and pain.
So the best part is really not to excel, but not really do bad.
Thanks, guys, for playing
that's
the
a new game.
Segment. And now to conclude the show, we're going to talk about stuff coming up. What are you excited about?
Well, what I'm really excited to bring pleasure to the region once again, we're in the process of hashing out an old school retro video game tournament. And by retro video game tournament, as it pertains to Juice Pro Wrestling, I'm talking about Nintendo 64 No Mercy Wrestling Tournament.
Time they updated the wrestling game, you mean?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. It's going to be, all I can tell you right now is it's going to be a $5 buy-in. Obviously, we're going to have 16 participants, and the winner gets all the cash, all the glory, and gets to come on the show and talk about whatever the fuck they want to talk about and drink whatever the fuck they want to drink, unless it's Miller Lite. Then they can get the fuck out!
So reserve your spot.
Yeah, reserve your spot now. Hit us up on Twitter at JPDubPodcast. Interact with us on YouTube under Juice Pro Wrestling, on any podcast platform under Juice Pro Wrestling. You better listen, like, subscribe, interact, rate, review. Did I say rate or rape?
You said both.
Okay. I think I just did.
First you said rate.
The Freudian slip.
Yeah, and on Facebook, join the JP Woo. And for you, those of you who don't know what the JP Woo is, that's the Juice Pro Wrestling Universe group, the official group of Juice Pro Wrestling on Facebook. We'll have more details coming out in the coming weeks about this tournament. We're looking at what, Sren? Probably late July,
End of July, and it will be at the Green Door.
Yeah, end of July, end of your life.
And digital beatdowns. We only have 7 spots left.
Yes, so you guys, if you got to get in there quick. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, any of that shit. You can email us at jpdubpodcast@gmail.com. I said at too many times, but you know what? You know where I'm going with it. But yeah, I'm really excited about this. I think it'll be a good time.
It's gonna be super fun.
Everybody getting together and going back to the days of Nintendo 64 wrestling, which
Ed
were
best wrestling.
Fuck,
here's
awesome.
The thing.
Ed might keep his streak of domination going.
Yeah, penetration.
It's domination.
Ed is
he's the assassin,
a pile driver of a man. He
a
will
pile driver.
Oh, I would like on a serious note. About 3 minutes ago, I said that the prize and the punishment is always sodomy. The prize will not be sodomy for this tournament.
No, this
it will be something nice.
Yeah, and like I said,
unless you're pretty hot and you're a woman and I'm there and you like it, and
yeah, you have to like it though, you know.
But just kidding,
we're a bunch of gentlemen.
I'm probably not going to be there for one, but if for two,
he's
definitely
going to be there. ZG
even
knockout.
Be creepy at all because that's
not what he does. He doesn't do creepy well.
Are you going to, when if you do end up coming up here, are you going to be like, hey, did you listen to that one show when I was like threatening butt sex to everyone? That's me. Hi, I'm Zach.
I didn't do that. I didn't threaten anyone with butt
they
sex.
They might get me and Zach confused.
In all honesty, what I would like to do is get involved in this in a technological way. Sort of maybe, you know, add in some flair with some lighting.
Yeah.
Maybe some Sega Dreamcast.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, maybe make alterations through an existing game and make this a new game.
Right. We need to
Who
come
knows?
In wearing tights.
I would like this to be the very beginning of a long tradition.
Yes.
It is.
It will be. It will be. And you know, here's the thing.
Is this better to hype?
Yes.
Coming at you at the end of summer, it's the Juice Pro Wrestling Tournament of Death, Nintendo 64 Freestyle Tournament.
Kong is up.
Closing time.
It's only the beginning.
It is only the beginning, but it's the beginning of the end for your reign as champion.
In a world of pain and suffering, two men throwing a tournament will find themselves sodomized,
but only consensual sodomy.
I'll get you, Gadget.
I'll get you, Gadget.
That was a good one.
I know.
I like that. In all seriousness, but not being serious, but totally serious, like I said, the only thing we know right now, it'll be a $5 buy-in, and the only reason you have to do that is because you guys have to have some kind of monetary
skin in the game, man.
Stimulation.
Skin in the game.
Yeah.
You got to be like, hey, listen, my money's on the line.
Yeah.
And I got to get in there
yeah.
and do my best.
Listen, my money's on the line.
Yeah.
And I got to get in there
yeah.
and do my best.
Yeah, go hard in the fucking paint. Like we like to do here on JP.
I gotta try. I gotta practice.
He's a real try hard.
I gotta try my best. Yeah. You see these streamers online, they get up there, they don't have any followers.
Did somebody
They're
say streamers? The streamers are the warriors in the heavens that come down from above in the sky, and I will prevail.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is start a tradition of doing this.
Yes, and this will all culminate what we plan on doing at the Green Door at the bookstore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Three locations.
Yes.
Hopefully it'll be in the back of
Tom Lounge's.
Inside of Green Door, and then in the back of Tom Lounge's record bin, and also inside of the studio here.
Yes.
So, but
spread
the,
out all over the main street.
Yeah, we're
going
to spread like butter.
If it's butter!
That's right. So as far as wrestling events, last week was...
Oh, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Actually, what is today? What's the date today? Because we're obviously not live. We're on what? Is this the 14th?
If you call in...
It's whatever day you want it to
yeah,
be,
yeah, it's only
Prove
if
it's
you
not.
Want it. Yes, I really want it. The 15th, actually in Chicago, we got coming up is NXT TakeOver. Money in the Bank pay-per-view.
When they coming? What's the date?
Today.
Today?
Well,
they're going right now.
It's whatever day. I mean, this comes out Sunday.
If you're 3 days
ago,
in,
baby.
Call in about
No, it does come out today. I'm so
3 days ago.
Hey, for all you that know, Sren's got me schedulely so fucked up. I can't even think straight. You fed me a bunch of sushi and lies before this show.
Sushi and lies. Sushi and lies.
But for real, this tournament, you guys, anybody that wants to get down, hit us up on our Facebook page and on Twitter. We'll get you more details as soon
Only
as we can. We're going to hash out
left.
Some rules. They're fucking going fast.
Holy shit.
Motherfuckers are all in. I'm telling you.
They're calling in.
Yeah.
Call me.
No, come by.
So,
it's going to be super fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. You know, there might be a little bit of a liquid entertainment and encouragement. Yeah.
So the Savage recap. When's the date?
Savage recap. I like it.
The
don't know yet. End of July.
We don't have it.
End
this is we're just throwing this out
July.
There
yeah,
and
yeah.
to the spark in interest, which you know I've already went around town and kind of recruited a small group of fine young lads and lassies.
We got to get our hands on three more N64s at least.
Yes,
I've got one.
We've got to get
too.
Our hands on two more N64s.
Two more N64s.
Yeah, yeah,
and we're good.
Cartridges.
And what is the game?
It's well,
it's all about it. The game.
No, what it's just going to be a tournament.
What was that NWO
regular
game?
Matches.
The NWO game that just busted it all wide open.
NWO.
It was just called
WCW NWO Revenge.
Yeah, for Nintendo 64.
Was that
it? Yeah.
Was that the original one?
Mm-hmm.
That was the big one that caught fire way back.
And then you had, and then you came out WrestleMania 2000.
Yep. And then
No
Mercy,
Mercy
topped it all off.
Those are the three, hands down, the three best wrestling games of all time.
And they basically just added new graphics on top of that movement and never changed it. At this point, seems like
no. I think games
no, they
now are terrible.
It.
Like
yeah, they're not
they're,
as
they've,
easy.
They've
not
only
accessible.
Gotten worse. Probably
they're not very accessible. It's like, and especially in like submission shit. Like
I've read a lot about this as someone interested in that field. Is
yeah,
they've literally just
ZG Knockout's going to develop the Juice Pro Wrestling Podcast video game app. So you know,
I'm
be on the lookout
on,
for that.
You know, I
fuck
think
your
that,
life up.
That synergy is an important thing in any sort of media endeavor.
Yes.
And especially if I get laid out of it, then yes.
Yeah,
definitely
Silicon Alley, right? All right. This is the Juice signing off. For Sretton the Savage, Big Ed the Assassin, and ZG Knockout, Juice Pro Wrestling Episode 12 is in the dirt. We'll see you on Episode 13, The Land of the Obscene. And, yeah, don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Subscribe to us on every fucking podcast platform. On YouTube and interact with us on the JP Woo, Juice Pro Wrestling Universe group, Facebook, Hobart, Indiana, Green Door Network coming at you live. Wad I'm up, wad I'm up, wad I'm up, wad I'm up, wad I'm up. Wad I'm up. You gonna do sex to me?